Thanks for helping me carry these boxes of old scripts to the storeroom.
No problem. Hey, watch out for the...
Ow!
Extra low door frame. Are you okay?
I think so. My head hurts a little.
Let me help you up.
Who are you? Where am I?
It's me, Don. Yael.
Who's Don?
Oh my god, I think you have amnesia.
What?
Amnesia. Just relax and I'll try to explain.
Okay, whoever you are.
When we remember something, the neurons in our brains communicate with each other in a particular way. The chemical and sometimes even structural changes that occur create a pathway called a memory trace. Signals traveling along these traces are what allow us to remember things. When the chemical changes first occur, they create short-term memory, or things we remember for only a brief time. But short-term memory can become long-term memory if the memory trace is activated enough so that it creates a long-term pathway in the brain. This process is called consolidation. With me so far?
I would be, if I could remember what you just said.
Anyway, when something interrupts the memory storage process, like a hard knock to the head, newly formed memories aren't stored for the long run, and you can't remember things that just happened. This is called anterograde amnesia. But it looks like you also have retrograde amnesia, which is when you can't recall things from your long-term memory either. Luckily, in many cases of amnesia, memory eventually returns, although the incident that caused amnesia is often never recalled. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Yael, but for some reason my head's a bit sore. I thought we were carrying these boxes to the storeroom. What happened?
Nothing, Don. Forget it.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Peter Finn in psychology. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.